Joining me now is Sean Mooney, and Sean Mooney's here to tell us all about the relaunch and the reinvigoration and the rebirth of the Finglas Festival. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Not too bad.
Sean, thanks so much for coming in to us this morning. Me, especially, being a Finglas lad, I'm very excited about this because growing up in Finglas, the Finglas Festival was just brilliant. Every single year, it was just something to really look forward to, and the whole area got involved, and it just was a buzz of activity. Hopefully, that's what you're hoping to recapture.
We are, yeah. Basically, it's been dormant for a long, long time now, unfortunately. Why, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But a group of us have got together now. We've 35 volunteers on the committee, and we hope to bring this back with a bang and make it as successful as possible. We have a huge range of events, family mm-hmm. events, we have events for all ages. So we're hoping that everything will click into place and it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, we've a lot to live up to. If you look at the previous festivals, they were a huge success. The community got together and the village was alive.
It was, and that's the thing. My mother and father still live in Finglas, and I go through the village and that on a regular basis, and it's like a ghost town now. It's really sad. I remember the village on Saturday afternoons, any day of the week, any evening of the week, could be a hub of activity, and it really is like a ghost town. It's an awful shame. Now, and I know I've gone a little bit OT when I asked you this, and I don't know whether you have an answer for me or not. There were plans, if I'm not mistaken, were there not plans through Dublin City Council or whatever, I don't know, to reinvest in the village and regenerate it, and then that all went away for some reason. Am I right?
There was huge plans. There was a serious amount of money put aside and all. There was plans for a hotel where Iceland is now, which is opposite to Drake. There was massive plans. They had everything in place. Consultants were brought in. It was ready to rock. And for some strange reason, it was everything was dropped for reasons unknown to me. Mm-hmm. And the money, as far as I know, was passed on down to Ballymun. And that's where
the regeneration
of Ballymun came from. That's to the best of my knowledge. No, I could be wrong. I could be corrected on that one.
It's really sad, as I say. I mean, you mentioned the Drake Inn there.
Absolutely.
The Drake Inn was, people used to come from all over the city to go to the Drake Inn. And not even back in the 60s and the 70s when all the big cabaret acts played there. Even when I was growing up in the 80s and the 80s and the 90s, the Drake Inn was like, people, I used to walk with people and they'd be coming from Tallaght and Crumlin to go to the Drake Inn.
It was iconic, there's no doubt about it, without a shadow of a doubt.
I often personally felt that the Drake was probably kind of the heartbeat of the village, and when that went, it kind of took a little bit of the life out of it. But you know, as you say, hopefully now with the rebirth of the festival and that, it'll start breathing new life into the village, and it'll get people coming back in and using the village and everything else. So we're going to the festival's due to start on Monday the 13th of July. It's going to run for a week. And as you say, there's a whole raft of events that you have planned for all the family. I'm just reading down some of them here. First and foremost, I would imagine in this day and age, getting this thing off the ground isn't easy, and it's not cheap.
It's not easy, I can tell you that much. Yeah. But as I said earlier on, we have 35 people on the committee, and we're all working our butts off, as they say, to try and make this happen. We're working with little or no funding at the moment, and that's what we're looking for. This is going to cost money.
Yeah.
It's going to cost money, and hopefully, you know, anybody out there listening, you know, with any interest in Finglas, we'd welcome any type of sponsorship, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, because as you say, it's not cheap. And there's still a lot of businesses in Finglas and a lot of people in Finglas who, you know, as you say, would love to see it up and running and reinvigorated. And if anybody wants to make any sort of donation, they can, yeah?
Absolutely. But in the last 2 years, in relation to the village itself, in the last 2 years, the village was actually bought by a developer, works for a developer. And in all fairness to him, he's put a lot of money into it. And the village is back up and running again.
Excellent.
I was down there on Saturday and it was buzzing, you know what I mean?
Brilliant.
So we're heading in the right direction. And the festival, when it's successful, it'll be the icing on the cake, you know?
Yeah.
And we have a huge raft of events to attract everybody. Yeah. You know, there's something for everybody to do.
Yeah.
You know, as I say, I could list through them. We've at least 12 12 provisionally marked down for to go ahead with, and you know what I mean, it covers everybody, you know what I mean, young, old, families, the whole lot.
Yeah,
should have good crack.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking through a few of them here. Like, starting off straight away, walks and talks with the Historical Society. You know, I mean, Finglas does actually have a very rich history, because
it was
the last stop before you went out off up the country.
That's right. Finglas was the country years ago. You go to Finglas for your holidays,
you know.
But I mean, Finglas was built on an archaeological site, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Anywhere you look,
you can see the
sites all over the place. You know, as I say, we've walks and talks, and we've actually dress ups as well for the Historical Society. So it'll be visual as well as anything else. You know, we're getting opera in the park. Hopefully, that's a national thing. We're getting it this year. Hopefully, incorporating it in the festival. So we get that on board. We actually have Paula Meehan as well. She's the Irish professor of poetry. She'll be doing a literature and poetry reading. That'll be a coup to get her out there. So this is going to be great. There's no doubt about it.
I'm just looking through some of the events here, and I'm just one that's just at the jumping out of me here, because it was one thing again for me growing up in Finglas. The old five-a-side football competitions, I mean, Finglas was famous for them. Again, people used to come from all over to play in the five-a-sides in Finglas. They used to come from all over the city to play in the one down in Johnstown Park. There was what was called the Creamore. There used to be other ones as well. And, you know, teams and good teams and, you know, the top teams all used to send teams out to Finglas to play in these five-a-sides. So, I mean, certainly for me, as I say, it just brings back all those memories of the fun and the buzz that there used to be around Finglas during the summertime. Another thing, now, I don't... music as well was a huge part, and you say you've got the opera coming, which is brilliant. I'm just thinking now, if you get a nice summer's evening, sitting in the park...
Beautiful classical music belting out there.
People can bring their picnics and everything else, and it's something for all. It just... You know, you're just even thinking about it gets you excited. You've got the Finglas Factor competition coming back.
The F Factor.
Garda bands.
We've the big bands. We've the Garda bands. We've youth bands. We've the full, as I say, the full shooting match here when it comes to the music, the entertainment end of it. You know.
Yeah.
We've the family fun walk as well, which would evolve down in Talca Valley. And that's an 8-mile fun walk, you know. We're looking forward to that one.
Absolutely brilliant. So, to get into kind of a bit of the nitty gritty, when did this start becoming a thing, Sean? When did people sit down and say, look, can we do this? Has we been at it for about a year or so? What's the time frame been?
Well, last September, October, the traders and a group called FVR, Finglas Village Renewal, got together and made a couple of suggestions of how we can get the village up and running and bring it back to its former glory.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely, it sort of grew into this idea of, let's bring the festival back. So we had our first meeting there, I think it was last November, in the Ardmore Hotel, and that's where it all began. That was the seed. And we're still ironing out an awful lot of problems.
Yeah.
You know, there's an awful lot to be done, but we still have another 4 or 5 months to work on it. And we have regular meetings every 2 weeks to update, to make sure everyone is doing their job, and to see what type of progress we've made and the next step, you know. That's basically it. We have a few. We have the old reliable Mrs. Finglas as well, which is, we're really looking forward to that one, yeah.
That used to be good fun too.
That'd be great.
I remember I mean, I remember going into the village square there where that big square car park is, and you'd have things like the South Band show and all on.
Yeah.
Because Finglas, again, back in the day, was a hive of musical activity, and probably is again now. I mean, is there any plans to maybe put on something like that again?
Well, we hope to get it in again, you know what I mean? We're actually talking about, as I say, there's nothing carved in stone but we have a great template to work from, which is the previous festival, and we'll be picking an awful lot of stuff from that to replicate on the day, because it was successful then, and you know, to pick pieces from that, we've something to go on, which is great.
Yeah.
We have, as I say, the novelty events. We have a Mrs. Brown's Boys, and we hope to have a Guinness World Record attempt at that, if they recognise that, as in as many Mrs. Brown's in one place, stroke lookalike competition. So that should be great crack, you know. Yeah. We're hoping to have, we've been in touch with Mrs. Brown's Boys production team, and they are aware of what we're doing. So we're trying to get either Brendan O'Carroll there as one of the judges, Burgess are one of the characters from the show.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the characters live pretty local.
Yeah, there are a lot of them are local people.
You know, and I've no doubts about them getting involved in this, you know.
Yeah. I mean, given the programme's based in Finglas as well.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
I mean, Brendan.
And Brendan, I know Brendan. And he's a nice lad, you know what I mean? And I know if he has the time, he'll be there without a shadow of a doubt.
And I suppose, I mean, you're talking about, you have the Aslan boys as well, I know Christie's had to be in sick as well again. I mean, again, I remember the Finglas Festival and Aslan making their comeback on that.
Yeah.
And he did it as a one-off, and then look where it led to.
Well, hopefully we'll get Christie down as maybe one of the judges as well Mr. Brown's boys.
It's one of those things. I mean, it always was. I mean, Finglas, there's so many creative people come out of Finglas.
Absolutely. And, I mean, people don't realise the amount of celebrities we have in our midst. It's fantastic.
Exactly,
you know, Finglas people, I mean, it gets an awful lot of bad press, unfortunately. I mean, 99% of people in Finglas are good, solid, hard-working people. And it's the minority of morons that do the damage,
Like everywhere. I mean, everywhere has a minority of it's just that, I mean, you get certain areas, I mean, Finglas being one of them, you could say maybe Ballymun or Ballyfermot or whatever, where they become kind of darlings of the media or that place,
you know.
And then, Finglas is unfortunately is one of those places that got tagged with that way back in the 80s as well, and it's stuck.
It's still there, but I mean, hopefully, you know, we're working to redress that, and you know what I mean, let the people know this is a place to be.
I tell anybody who listened to me, Finglas was a great, Finglas was a great place to grow up in. It was great, and I mean, a lot of the people I grew up, actually, only last year, around about this time last year, I went to Patrician College. As you know, Patrician College closed.
Crossed away from me, yeah.
And we had the closing down kind of thing last year, when at the end of May last year, when they were finally closing the doors. And I mean, the people that came together for that. I was a part of the organising committee, and the people and the affection that people had for the school and for the area, and you know, and maybe, you know, through this festival, hopefully that's the spirit you want
to
get back.
Keep the spirit going. That's what we need to do.
The love of the place.
We need to do more of this, you know, on a regular basis, and keep it rolling, because it brings community together, and you know, you bring community together and community works.
Absolutely, 100%, 100% community works, and nowhere better than Finglas, even in the real dark days.
Yeah,
the community worked well together and everything else. So anyway, the time frame, as you say, you have a couple of months to go now, the 13th of July, so you're about, give or take, on the 4 month countdown now. Near enough.
Well, it's getting serious now.
People are starting to kind of,
they're starting to rattle a little and saying, are we, let's get talking, let's do this. Time for talking is over.
Have you put out a shelf at for the minute for the likes of, say, people to volunteer, people to get involved, or is that something maybe you'll do further down the line, or is it something that you'd like to kind of be really starting on now, saying to people, look, anybody wants to get involved, this is how you contact us?
Oh yeah, we're absolutely in the process. Yeah. Anybody that wants to get involved, we have our meetings in the Shamrock every second week upstairs at 6 o'clock. You know, and anybody who think they have anything to add to the festival, they're welcome to come up. Yeah. Or they can contact me. I mean, I can give out my email address here, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course
they
can
contact me through my email address, and I can fill them in with any of the gaps, you know, in relation to what way they can help, if they can, you know.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people, even if they want to come up and just be stewards or just help.
You'd be
out
looking for marshals on the day, exactly. Yeah.
And again, so many of the local groups, you know, I mean, I'm sure you have all kinds of drama groups and karates and everything else.
Well, we have the Irish dancing as well,
Irish,
you know, as I say, we've arts, photography. As I mentioned earlier on, we have the literature and poetry reading with Paul Amin. We've the opera in the park, you know.
Yeah.
We've a lot of cultural stuff going on. You know, the marching bands, the historical walks, talks, and the dress-ups, as I mentioned, will be great crack.
Yeah. The Lord Mayor of Finglas as well is
now you have it. That was my next next subject. We're in the process at the moment of selecting the Lord Mayor or Mayoress.
Yeah.
He or she will be in place within the next 4 to 5 weeks, and we'll be introducing Mayor or Mayoress on the day.
Brilliant.
We'll have a day for Here he or she is.
Yeah.
And they'll be presenting the prizes as well, you know. We brought the Lord Mayor back to life there last year. It was dormant for a while again.
Yeah.
And we sort of brought it back, you know. It's just the old idea, working on the old ideas, and we're building on them. And yeah. They were great ideas. And we're just adding to them.
And they work. And, you know, I for one, as I say, absolutely looking forward to it. And as I say, if it brings the buzz back to the village. I mean, I remember summer evenings in the village just gone wandering around.
Exactly,
the buzz of it was unreal.
And, you know, unfortunately, the way it was let go,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was a shame. It became, as I say, a bit of a ghost town.
Yeah.
But of late, in the last 18 months, 2 years, it's boomy. So walk through it now. It's
brilliant, fantastic. Yeah.
We have everything. We have a full range of traders down there.
Yeah.
We've photographers. We've deals back. We've Costa Coffee back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really,
it's really moving forward
without a shadow of a doubt.
One of the things, it's just had to come kind of back to me, Sean, while you were talking there, and you says, on the social media, the Facebook page, and that there's a few pages linked to Finglas, and they're about Finglas. And one of them in particular, they put up fabulous old photographs.
I've seen them. Absolutely. Yeah.
Is there any plan of maybe an exhibition of that stuff? Or
there will be, hopefully. As I say, with the historical walks and talks, we're hoping to have a pop-up shop there. With all the old photographs of Finglas going back in the days, you know, before the road was cut through and you could walk straight across to the other side. Finglas Village was cut in half years ago on the dual carriageway.
Yeah.
And it sort of isolated the far part of the village, which is a shame. They have the footbridge, but it never compensated.
No, it never compensated, really. Yeah.
No.
We're talking about this side where the village in pub is.
Now you have it. That sort of flatlined it.
Because everybody just kept going across the bridge. Yeah. I mean, because I had to look at some of them photographs, so I had to go onto the Facebook page.
Oh, memory lane.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Absolutely fabulous. And I've often thought, you know, if somebody put them into a book or sold them as postcards or whatever, they're just fantastic. They really are. And to see old Finglas the way it was and the old Drake on one side.
Yeah, and you pick out faces as well. Yeah. You see, do you know them? You know, that could be me da or me ma or something,
And maybe... I don't mean to be stealing your thunder here. I was just thinking here. I mean, if people are bound to have old pictures of the old festivals.
Absolutely.
It'd be great to get a hold of some of them.
Well, hopefully within the next couple of months, we're going to be looking for them.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking for a few of the Miss Finglas contestants, runners-up, participants, the whole lot. Get them down. Get everybody involved.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'll call on anybody in the Finglas community to get involved with us. As I say, I'll give out my email address and they're welcome to come down to the meetings as well.
Well, what is your email address, Sean?
It's SeanMooney1.
Yeah, SeanMooney1.
@gmail.com.
Ah, there you go. Easy enough to remember.
It's an easy one, yeah.
I'll give that a shout out now again later on and during the course of the programme again. Well, Sean, listen, thanks so much for coming in and telling us where, as you say, you're still kind of very much in the planning process. And we'd really love to talk to you again, maybe in a month or 6 weeks' time, see where you are. And certainly coming up to the festival, we'd love to get involved, maybe go up and maybe record a few bits and we could play.
That'd be great, crack. We'd really appreciate that.
We'd most certainly love to. I'm not going to speak for everybody here. I do be saying, do we have to say that? Excuse me. As a Finglas man myself, I would most definitely love to go get involved and maybe, as you say, record a few bits and we can play them out and we can have them for posterity and everything else.
Yeah. Would you be interested in running as a candidate for Lord Mayor? We're looking for candidates all right here. I didn't know you were a Finglas man. So
I am. Yeah, Finglas.
Throw your hat into the ring.
Finglas South was, but. Moved into Finglas South when we were 4 years of age.
There you go.
We lived in England for a few years after I was born and we came back and moved into Finglas South when they were only building the houses in Finglas South. The only houses that were there when we moved into Finglas South were, my mother and father still live in Virginia.
It's only across the road from me.
Yeah. And the only other houses that were there were what we call the Porches houses. They were there. And that's
the park,
And he hadn't built all of the other, that was their playground.
It was the fields. That was the fruit fields. I remember we used to pick the strawberries there way back in the day.
Yeah, so that's how far back I go. I can remember when all of those other houses weren't there as well. Yeah. So, it's brilliant. I'm absolutely so enthused to see that it's coming back and people are breathing new life into it because it was a great place to grow up.
Absolutely.
It's a great place to live.
And it's going to get better.
Yeah.
If we've had to deal with it.
Excellent. Listen, Sean, thanks so much for talking to us this morning and I'll be chasing you, I'll be ringing you every week. If anything else happening, Sean, come back to me because I really 100% want to get behind you and help you with this, because I think it's great to see it back. It's long overdue, and hopefully it's a huge success like the festivals of old.
Thanks very much, Mark. You're a gentleman.
Not at all, Sean. Thanks very much for coming in. Bye-bye.